Some pursue happiness. I reveal it. This is the thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with the thought for today. Some pursue happiness. I reveal it. How can you reveal happiness? We have all the opportunity of living our lives in a very beautiful way, and some of us do it nicely, and some of us do it sadly. Some of us do it sufficiently, and some of us do it in a very insufficient way. How do you create your life? How do you create the experiences of your life? In putting the Dali healing word on this morning, I was saying, you can never say to enough, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And many times we say, but I'm not whole and I'm not perfect. And that may be the appearance, but that's not your reality. Your reality is that you're whole and perfect. So we say, some pursue happiness, I reveal it. By my constantly saying, I am whole and perfect, I reveal the happiness of my body, my spirit, and my mind. I reveal who I really am. Now, it's done unto us according to our thoughts. You know, we say that so often. Now, think about it. I am whole and perfect. That's my thought. I'm whole and perfect. That's my thought. I'm whole and perfect. That's my thought. Regardless of what outward thing I may be experiencing, I say, I'm whole and perfect. And then I start visualizing myself whole and perfect. I visualize myself with the experience that I want to have, with the experience I want to reveal. Ah, reveal. How about that? So how do I reveal it? I reveal it with my words. I reveal it with my thoughts, with my actions, with everything I do. I reveal that I'm whole and perfect. And by revealing I'm whole and perfect, then that is what I experience and that's what I express. But until I am consistent and persistent and pursue it with all of my intentions, I won't get it. People come up to you and say, you're not whole and perfect. They say, what sort of silliness are you talking about? Why are you creating people that come up to you and say things like that? Create people who come up to you and say, that's right, you are whole and perfect. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. You are fantastic. Create people who are saying that about you, and you will find that that is what they do. It's up to you. It's up to you to know what kind of thoughts you have in your mind. Now remember, if you have thoughts of wholeness and perfection, you create people coming up to you and seeing you whole and perfect. If you have illness, you create people come up to seeing you with illness, just like that. It's up to you. What is it you want to do? How do you want to live your life? However you want to live your life is all that matters. How do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life that you are whole and perfect, that all is in divine order, that you are the master of your life, the master of your thoughts, the master of your world, the master of your being? Then be consistent. Be persistent. Pursue it with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. And when you do that, miracles take place in your world. It happens to so many people, and it happens to so many people because they're persistent. And it doesn't happen to other people because one minute they think they're sick and the next minute they think they're well. One minute they think they are happy and the next minute they think they're unhappy. It's up to us what we want to reveal. And what do we want to reveal? We want to reveal who and what we are, what our belief is about ourselves, what our desire is for ourselves, what we think about for ourselves. That's what we want to reveal. And we'll reveal it as soon as we are really persistent. The little boy who says, I can smell horse manure. There must be a horse around here. I know. I love horses. I want a horse. Oh, look at my backyard. My dad built a fence in the backyard. It's a corral. And perhaps Daddy had thought of it as something different, but that's what it is. And so pretty soon the boy experiences a horse because he has created it with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his being. Everything he sees says horse. Everything he sees says my horse. And so it is. Now you say, well, that's kind of silly. Can you imagine the boy in the middle of downtown city of any city, Manhattan, so to speak, wanting a horse? Of course. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong at all. He may not have it in his backyard because he doesn't have a backyard. He may not have it in his house because his house is an apartment house, but there are plenty of places to have it. They have horse areas where people can have horses, where people can raise horses, where people can keep their horses. And it's very wonderful. And many people do. Many people do. Not thousands of millions, but the ones who want a horse, they have a place for it. The ones who want a horse have a place to keep it in very perfect harmony to them. They just jump on the bus and ride over to where the horse is. Fantastic. Now, could anyone want it more than the person who has it? Now, you say, well, they didn't even think about it. They just got it. No, they didn't. In their heart, they had the desire for whatever it was they had revealed, and then they revealed it. And they revealed it with all of the happiness or sadness that it brings. If you read The Horse Whisperer, saw the movie The Horse Whisperer, The Horse Whisperer had about this girl in New York who had this horse, and the horse was frightened on the path and threw the girl down and himself down. Well, he was not a... Something happened that was really challenging him, and the horse was injured badly, and the girl was injured badly. Well, the girl went to the hospital. The horse went to the hospital, too. But then they took the horse out west to help it to overcome its fears, and the girl to overcome her fears. And they met the horse whisperer, who taught them how to speak to horses from a distance and let the horse come to you. Let the horse belong to you if it belongs to you. Put it in your heart, in your joy, in your love. And the horse came to the girl, and the girl and the horse were reunited in a very happy way. Now, you see, no matter what we want, when we have them in our thoughts, even sometimes when we push them out of thoughts, we really believe it, even though we're pretending we don't. I don't want that horse. I don't want that horse because something bad happened. Well, she really loved that horse, and that's why the horse came back to her. When we really love something, it may go away for a time, but if we really love it, it comes back more wonderful, more glorious than it had ever been before. Think on these things. They're kind of fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with Thought for Today. And I'll be speaking to you again tomorrow with something equally as beautiful and new just for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.